The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from DeSales High School for the second round of the league tournament. As postseason play has begun, the Lady Irish will be on the floor tonight taking on the Tico Roselia Timberwolves, and this is a loser out ball game. Once you go down that postseason road, and the way the basketball postseason is set up, only four schools get to end their season with a win. Of course, the state champion, and then the third place game, and the fifth place game, and the seventh place game. And that will be in the final day of the season up in Spokane. Everybody else, the excitement of making it to the postseason will end in a season-ending loss. And either Tico Roselia or DeSales will end their season here in this loser-out contest, as both teams lost their first-round league tournament ball game on Wednesday. And we'll get into the brackets, the standings, the matchups, all those things in our pregame show. A single game, the Irish boys will be playing tomorrow at Garfield Palouse. So just a Lady Irish marquee matchup, loser out game against the Tico Roselia Timberwolves. We'll be right back with the pregame information on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The Tico Roselia Timberwolves are out warming up. Down to my left, they'll be in the road black uniforms trimmed in orange. Now, the Lady Irish are just now coming into the doorway, coming down the ramp. They meet in the library pregame to talk about things, and now they will get their warm-ups going. They'll be the home team on the scoreboard, the white uniforms with the Vegas gold numbers and trim. The Irish girls, 8-4 in the Southeast 1B Grape Division. They finished third. They are 11-10 overall. Tico Roselia, 6-6 in the wheat division. They finished number 4 in their division. Top 4 teams make the postseason. They are 9-11 overall. Each team coming off a loss. We'll take a look at the brackets from the start of the tournament on Wednesday. In game number 1 of the bracket, Liberty Christian, the number 2 seed out of the Grape Division, beat Pomeroy 61-41. Garfield Palouse, the number 1 team out of the Wheat Division, with a 17-2 record and ranked number 2 in the state, they were all over Sunnyside Christian 60-16. And then a shorthanded Irish girls team went up to Oaksdale on Wednesday. The number 5 ranked team in the state, the Nighthawks, beat the Lady Irish 56-18. And then in the game 4 of the first round, Yakima Nation Tribal, the number 1 team out of the Grape Division, ranked number 4 in the state at 19-1. They beat Tico Rosalia 62-35. So there are 4 games going on tonight on the girls' side of the bracket. In the loser-out games, of course, we've got Tico Rosalia and DeSales, who will, one of them will have their season ended tonight. Sunnyside Christian is at Pomeroy. And in the winner's bracket, if you win your second game in a row to start this tournament, you are guaranteed a spot in the district tournament, which will be a couple weeks from now. Liberty Christian will play at Garpal tonight, and Oaksdale is at Yakima Nation Tribal. So both those games are Grape Division versus Wheat Division matchups. If the Lady Irish win this one, they will advance to game 10, which will be next Wednesday in Dayton, and they would play the loser of the Liberty Christian Garpal game in the winner's bracket. And, of course, if you lose this one, your season is over. So the Irish girls, shorthanded tonight. We'll get more into that more when we start talking about the rosters. But illness has really been a bugaboo for both the boys and the girls programs, basically through the month of January. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. In the boys bracket, the Irish boys won their first game of the tournament last night, beating Pomeroy 76-46. Garfield Palouse, the number 1 team from the Wheat Division and ranked number 10 in the state, had to come back in the fourth quarter to beat Touche, the number 4 team from the Great Division. Touche led 41-35 going into the fourth quarter. Garpal caught him and passed him up, beat him 56-51. Touche had a chance to tie it, my understanding is, with about 15 seconds to go. Couldn't get a three-pointer to fall and ended up losing by 5. And then Sunnyside Christian's boys all over Oaksdale, at Oaksdale, 75-49. And then Liberty Christian's boys, the number 1 seed on the boys' side, all over Dayton, 77-29. So the Grape Division boys took 3 of the 4 games. The Irish boys will travel to Garpal tomorrow and play at 4 o'clock with a berth to the district tournament on the line and a chance to play for the league championship. In the other half of the winner's bracket, Sunnyside Christian will play Liberty Christian. And in loser-out games tomorrow, Touche is at Pomeroy and Dayton is at Oaksdale. So the Grape Division boys really flexed their muscles in the first round, winning 3 out of 4, and were just a tick away from an upset with Touche not quite to get it done against Garpal. That's a look at the brackets. We'll be back with a closer look at these two teams, at the Lady Irish and the Tico Rosalia Timberwolves, getting set to tangle in a loser-out game. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of 2 or 3, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month.
For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live as the teams warm up here at DeSales for this girls' second round loser out game in the Southeast 1B tournament. We determine the top five teams between the two leagues to advance the district. And then if you get through the district tournament, you make it to state regionals. And then the biggie up in Spokane, the first weekend March, starting on a Wednesday, and you play for the gold ball. The goal is to play on Saturday. And the Irish girls, tough road now. Losing their first game in the league tournament, the Irish girls are having some health issues as well. Teresa Holtzinger, the Lady Irish point guard, the 5'4 sophomore, the best point guard in the grape division. I haven't really seen the wheat division point guards much, Oaksdale a little bit. And we'll get to see Tika Rosalia's point guard tonight. She's a pretty solid player, it looks like. But Teresa is the straw that stirs the drink for the Lady Irish. She's ill. She missed the Oaksdale game. She tried to come to school yesterday, it sounds like, and came out to practice and just couldn't get it to go at all, and not available tonight either. So we wish Teresa the best. Get her healthy. And the Lady Irish, who are on the court, got to gut it out. And everybody's got to pick up the slack and get a win and extend the season into next week. And hopefully Teresa will be ready to go then. The Irish girls at Oaksdale is a tough one. Lost 56-18, never really in it. The Teresa's health was a big deal. Also, they were missing Gretchen Ferraro, an eighth grader who comes off the bench for the Irish. Just outmatched from the start. The on-ball pressure and the turnovers, the Irish just couldn't overcome it. The effort, and it appeared that they were very positive with their attitude throughout the game. That was good. And one little bright spot, Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8 junior, did score 9 points, including going 5 of 6 from the free throw line. And so she's going to be a go-to offensive player for the Lady Irish for sure in this one. She is every game. Her and Teresa complemented each other very well in their run through the Southeast 1B Great Division with that 8-4 record. And so the other Irish girls are going to have to each step up their game a little bit. And the number one thing is we just have to find a way to take care of the ball, keep it close. Defensive effort and rebounding have been a real solid thing for the Lady Irish most of the season, and they've really got to up their strengths really well and try to keep this a low-scoring game and keep it close. So Tico Rosalia girls, 6-6 in their division. They finished up the regular season on last Friday. They lost versus Garpow, the number one team in the league, 57-23. And on Saturday, the final game of their regular season, they beat St. John Endicott Lacrosse on the road 63-24. They're a very young team looking at the scouting report. And then I missed the game in the league tournament. January. Well, that's, I didn't want to look at that. I'm sorry. They lost the Yakima Nation Tribal in the first round. I already mentioned that. So the scouting report. They are a very young team. 2 seniors, 1 junior, 2 sophomores, 4 freshmen, and 2 8th graders. So half of their roster, 6 out of the 11, so over half their roster, is either a 9th grader or an 8th grader. Their best player appears to be their point guard, Violet Smith. She is a 5'7" 8th grader who averages 10.7 points per game. Avery Blank, a ninth grader. She averages about 9 points a game, and Coach Hazeltine singled her out as the player he really thought they had to stop and said their point guard is very good as well. So they're a young team. They've got one double-digit average score in Violet Smith, and then Avery Blank at 8.7 points per game. And so the Irish will have to really focus on them and just take care of the ball, give a great effort, and keep it close and get up on them a little bit and just play hard on defense and stay ahead. That's a pretty simple formula for winning. I looked at the common opponents during the season between these two teams. They both played Colton, Pomeroy, Oaksdale, and Yakima Nation Tribal. Then I looked down the scores and the scoring margin, and there's really only about 5 points different in the average. They all lost all those. Well, they both beat Colton, and then they all both lost to Pomeroy, Oaksdale, and Yakima Nation. So statistically, comparing scores, they look like very evenly matched teams. The challenge for the Lady Irish again, missing Teresa Acock, or Teresa Holtzinger. Teresa Acock, that's from a while back. She was a good guard, too. Anyway, Teresa Holtzinger, missing her is going to be a big challenge for the Irish girls. We'll take another break. We'll gather up the starting lineups and share those with you when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live as both teams are finishing up their warm-ups. Let's look at the starting lineups. First for Tico Rosalia and their head coach, John Jagger. He will announce Violet Smith, the 5'7", 8th grader, as a starter, 10.7 points per game. She's their point guard. Addie Karin, a 5'4 sophomore, will start. She was not initially listed as a starter on the scouting report I got. Kayla Ellerson, a 5'7 senior, will start. She averages 4.7 points a game. Megan Maley, a 5'7 senior, will start. So they start both their seniors. She averages 4 points a game. And Macy Smith, a 5'8 freshman, will start. She averages 4.3 points a game. Avery Blank, the 5'7 freshman who typically starts from them, apparently she is suited up, but she is not starting due to some illness issues. So she is in uniform, though, so we'll see how that develops. Hey, they're lowering the flag, so I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the Lady Irish starting lineups and the opening tip-off. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th, across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, we always try to break away when they start lowering the flag as the gym gets silence and reverent in honor of the flag that's being lowered. That flag receptacle in memory of First Lieutenant Matthew Fazari, the sales class of 2005. Killed in action in Afghanistan, and then the flag receptacle, and it retracts it down and puts it down, then pulls it back up. That supplied by the class of 2013 donated that apparatus. Very nice touch to the Irish gym. So we gave the Tico Roselia starters, and some news there is Avery Blank, 5'7" freshman. Their second leading scorer, and Nick Hazeltine, Irish head, girls head coach, said he felt like watching them on film, she was their most number one player they had to focus on defensively, and she is in uniform but not starting due to some type of an illness issue. So the starters for DeSales. Addison Mason will start, the 5'8 freshman. She had a nice end of the regular season, 14 points against Sunnyside Christian, was our Dairy Queen player game, 9 against Tucci. She had 1 against Oaksdale. Everybody struggled against Oaksdale, but her aggressiveness and has always been there. The ability to control that aggression and make plays continues to improve. She's just a freshman. We hope she can have a big game. Tessa Mendoza, the 5'6 freshman. Coach Hazeltine puts her typically on their best player, and so look for Tessa probably to match up with Violet Smith, the 5'7" eighth grader. Also starting for the Irish, Maddie Ortuno, 5'4" senior. And then Audrey Casso, 5'7" junior, will start. And then Peyton Benavidez, been a very solid offensive performer. She had 14 points against Sunnyside Christian, 9 against Tucci, and 9 against Oaksdale on Wednesday. So Peyton Benavidez will start, and then the fifth starter for the Irish will be, no, I got them all. That's Peyton Benavidez. So Benavidez, Casso, Ortuno, Mendoza, and Mason. So the Irish will start 2 freshmen, 2 juniors, and a senior. Timberwolves will start 1 eighth grader, one ninth grader, one tenth grader, and two seniors. The officials for the ball game: Justin James, Tim Miller, and Zach Widmer. They get the old fist pumps at the scores table, and we'll head to their spots. The Irish girls huddling up on the foul line area to our left. They break the huddle, and the starting fives for each team. We got the contrasting colors, the home white uniforms of the Irish, the road black uniforms of Tico Rosalia. Benavides will step into the circle with Violet Smith. Their point guard will also jump it up in the center. The sale set up in a defensive tip right now, and it goes into backcourt to Karn. Karn gets into front court to Maley. Now Smith with it. Irish in a 2-3 zone out front. Pass to the mid post goes to Smith. And we got a whistle and a travel call. That's Macy Smith. So we got Violet Smith, the eighth grader, is their point guard. And then Macy Smith is a 5'8 freshman. She traveled in the mid post. Rosalia shows some token pressure on the inbound. The Irish get it into Mason, and she'll bring it up court. The Irish post player picks the ball up between the circles, gets it to Casso. Player to player defense by Rosalia. Tico Rosalia. Now Mendoza up top with it. Gets it left wing to Ortuno. Ortuno with the shot clock at 10, still holding the ball. Nobody's open. She puts it on the floor. Now get it to Mendoza. Mendoza with three on the shot clock. Pass inside, tips out of bounds. Off of the Timberwolves. So the Irish girls, much like Oaks at the Oaksdale, just can't find any rhythm with their set offense. They've got to catch it and shoot it. It's tipped away from Ortuno to Casso, and that's going to be a shot clock violation. The shot clock went to zero, but the horn didn't sound. So the Irish force a turnover defensively, and then they can't get a shot up at the basket in the first 30 seconds, and that really is just like a turnover. So good defense to start the game by both teams. Irish showing full court pressure. Smith gives it up, gets it into front court to Ellison. Over to Maley. Maley shoots a 15-footer and hits it from the left baseline. Tico Rosalia scores first in this loser-out contest. 1 minute into the ballgame, 2-0 Timberwolves. Mason into front court, gets it to Ortuno. Pass inside to Benavides. Wide open, can't hit the shot. So the Irish got a good look, couldn't finish. Rebound, Tico Rosalia. 2-0 Timberwolves. Smith splits the defense. She gets all the way down on the baseline, cut off by Ortuno. Over to Maley, 12-footer on the baseline. She's got it. Megan Maley, the 5'7 senior. Those seniors in these loser-out games, they turned it up a notch. Maley, left-handed shooter, averages just 4 points a game, and she's got four right now. 4-0 Timberwolves. And both of them have been swishes from about 12 feet on the left baseline. There's a reach-in and a knock-away by Karin, knocks it away from Casso. 14 on the shot clock. Mendoza will inbound it right next to the Tico Rosalia coaching staff. They get to Mason. Down low to Benavides. Benavides turns and puts it up and in. So at Oaksdale, Benavides played point guard quite a bit. Now they got her in the low post, and Mason playing the high post or the mid-wing position and got to the pass. So the Irish are on the board down 4-2, and there's a collision between Mendoza and Ellertson out in front of the zone defense, and that's a foul on Mendoza. Tessa just gets up in your face too much sometimes. They call it a closeout. You want to stop about a half step in front of the defender and get your hand up. She just tends to get body on body. Maley fires it up again from the foul line. She hits it. Macy, Megan Macy, 3 for 3 from the field is the senior, and they lead the Irish 6-2. That wasn't on the bingo card in the scouting report. Now they get it to Casso between the circles. Down low to Mendoza, takes a shot over Maley. It's off the mark, but she's fouled by Maley. So Megan Maley, she's been the story for the Timberwolves. And now Mendoza will go to the free throw line. 5:32 to go, first quarter. Irish down 6-2. And that's another thing about these loser out games is the seniors got to play like super seniors, and everybody else has to elevate their game as well. Mendoza misses the first free throw shot. Other than Teresa Holtzinger, who's not here, who's a very good free throw shooter, at 10 of 12 in one game, and Benavidez, who's a decent free throw, a bit streaky at times. The Irish really struggle from the line. Mendoza misses them both. Long rebound tipping. Mendoza chases it down in front of the Timberwolves bench. Then she steps on the sideline. Irish turn it over. Avery Blank, the 5'7 freshman, their second leading scorer who did not start the game, she's in there now. And she goes right by Mendoza to the foul line, right wing to Kaysen. Karen has it knocked away, chases it back down, now gets it to Blank. So Blank didn't stay on the bench very long to start the beginning. Now it's Maley with the ball. Now on the baseline, it goes to Smith. She puts up a 15-footer. It's off the mark. Rebound, Artuno rips it away from two Timberwolves and now gets the outlet to Casso. Good rebound by Maddie Artuno. And there's a region. How do you not call that a foul? Karn put an arm bar right across Casso's chest and stop her dribble, and they get it to Mason inside to Benavidez. Benavidez scores, and she's fouled. Benavidez got the pass from Mason, and that's the second time they've executed it. The first time from the right side of the key, that time from the left side. And Benavidez a chance to make a three-point play. The Irish down 6-4. The foul was on Blank, the freshman who just came in the ball game. Lindley Donnelly checks in for the Irish as Artuno gets a break. And Benavidez's free throw is good. So Peyton has all five of the Irish points. Megan Maley has all six of the Timberwolves paints. Points, 6-5. Tico Rosario. Maley's got on the left wing. Now Casso's right on her. Pass inside to Smith. Knocked out of bounds by Benavidez. Good defense. That was the post player, Smith, Macy Smith, the 5'8 freshman. The point guard is Violet Smith, the 5'7 eighth grader. They get the ball inbound to Maley. She has a shot blocked by Benavidez, controlled by Casso. Now let to Lindley Donnelly. Tico Rosalia hustles back. The Irish can take a lead on this possession. Down 6-5, 4:25 to go in the first quarter. They get it down low to Mason, who hits the lay-in. That time it was Benavidez who hit the cutter coming to the basket. And the Lady Irish have scored five in a row to take the lead 7-6. And we've got a whistle and a block foul as Donnelly was putting pressure on Avery Blank. That's the first foul on Lindley, second on the Irish. So DeSales girls have their first lead at 7-6, 4:11 to go in the first quarter. Loser out contest. Karen passes cross court to Smith. Now to Maley on the baseline. She hits it again. Megan Maley about 17 feet away from the left side that time and nothing but net. Maley is hot, 8-7. Tico Rosalia, she has all of their points here in the first quarter. Benavidez on the right elbow has it slapped away by Karen. Loose ball picked up by Mason. She tries to drive, cut off now with the ball is Mendoza. Mendoza up top to Donnelly. Donnelly on the drive, right side, cut off, gets it to Mason. Shot clock at 8. Nobody open inside, get it to Benavidez. Ball fake, goes baseline, she's called for traveling. So Tico Rosalia clamping down on the defense inside that time, and Irish turned it over. And we got a substitution for Tico Rosario. They say she have to wait, as the official had already handed the ball to Smith inbound. She gets it to Blanc, now to Karen. They double-teed her in front of the DeSales bench, and she steps on the sideline. Coach Hazeltine coaching the girls hard. The Irish put on a little trap on the ball, and they Timberwolves turn it over. 3:23 to go, first quarter. Competitive ball game. Irish down 8-7, and Megan Maley averages 4 points a game on the season. She has all eight of the Tico Rosalia points here on some nice-looking mid-range jump shots from the baselines. Mendoza finds Casso inside, has it knocked away, gets it back, and she steps on the line. Wow, it is really aggressive on the entry passes. Number four, Ty Nomi, who just checked in, just they are all over Casso. They just, she raked her across the arm. Casso, from the contact, stepped out of bounds. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Maley in the right corner. She double-teamed. Now they get to Smith. Smith is triple-teamed. She throws it right to Benavidez. Benavidez, two on none. She'll take it all the way and miss the shot. She's fouled by Smith. So as soon as Smith, their point guard, got the ball, three Lady Irish just got right on her. She's just an eighth grader, and then she threw it right to Benavidez and then picked up a foul. Third foul on the Timberwolves. Benavidez at the free throw line. She has five of the seven of the Irish's 7 points, and she misses the first free throw. DeSales down 8-7. They were down 6-0 early. Ortuno checks in, and Mason gets her first break. See if Peyton can get the score tied here on this second free throw attempt. Second one is up, and it's off the iron. Bounces around, bounces off. Costa tries to keep it alive, but it's taken out of there by Violet Smith. She'll bring it into front court. Right wing pass goes to Nomi. She's a junior. Bounce pass left side to Blanc in the left corner to Smith. Smith drives baseline, and she's cut off, and she throws it away. DeSales doing a good job trapping Smith on the dribble. So with 2:35 to go in the first quarter, intensity level always ramps up in the postseason and especially in a loser-out game. You just always want to play one more game. High post pass to Casso. Backside cut to Donnelly. She lays it in. Audrey Casso on the left elbow. Donnelly on the left wing. Cut hard to the basket. Lay in Lindley Donnelly. Irish lead at 9-8. Ball's on the floor at the other end. Smith gets it back to Nomi. She fires a three. Hits an air ball. Tipped and controlled by Mendoza. The Sales, for the first time, has the ball and the lead. Mendoza brings it into front court. Between the circles. Right wing pass to Ortuno. Ortuno gets it up top to Donnelly, throws it right over her head and out of bounds. That's that unforced turnover. We got to take care of those. As Maddie just airmailed it into the bleachers. And she'll come back out of the ballgame, and Addison Mason checks in. 1:54 to go, first quarter. Tico Rosalia has brought in a reserve. Ruby Romero, a 5'6 sophomore, has come in to give Maley her first break. And there's a pass cross-court by Tika Rosalia over their players heading out of bounds. Well, there's a reason these two teams are in a loser-out contest. They're both making some unforced turnovers. The Irish, of course, shorthanded with Teresa Holtzinger not available, their best player. And Mason goes baseline, and she's fouled. Actually, she started at the right elbow. Good ball fake and went down towards the baseline and collided with Ellertson. They both fell on the floor. Mason actually tried to keep her feet and step over Ellertson. And that foul's going to be on Nomi, and two shots for Mason. Mason's first free throw's off the mark. Well, Peyton Benavidez completed a three-point play the hard way, the traditional way, for a made free throw. And since then, the Irish have missed now five in a row. Gretchen Ferraro, 5'2", eighth grader, will check in for the first time. She missed the game up at Oaksdale. Benavidez hits the free throw, and the Irish lead it 10-8 as Benavidez hits one out of two. Into front court comes Brinley McGuire, who's just checked in. She's another eighth grader. They're a very young team. She goes baseline. She's fouled by Mason. So that was the right call. She went to her left on the dribble. Mason put her left arm right in front of her and closed her out with the forearm. They called the foul. But I mentioned earlier, Audrey Casso has had that done to her two or three times. But I'm glad they made the call. Just got to make it both ways. 1:27 to go, first quarter. Up top on the pass to Blank. She'll fire three. It's off the mark. Rebound Casso. She's double-teamed. She gets it out of there to Gretchen Ferraro. Gretchen has it stolen at half court by Smith. Smith comes back the other way. Gretchen Ferraro cuts her off. Now up top it goes to Ellertson. She fires a three, and it's off the mark. Rebound Mason with the strong board. And she's going to take it on the dribble right into front court. Irish on a fast break. They get it to Ferraro. Tico Rosalia, Timberwolves hustle back, so the Irish will reset. Mason now throws it away into the second row of the bleachers. And Coach Hazeltine will bring back Ortuno for Benavidez getting a break. 50.5 seconds to go. DeSales up 10-8. It's been entertaining. Been some unforced turnovers on both sides. Now Smith, the point guard, has it on the left wing on a pass from Blank. Now right wing pass to McGuire in the corner to Blank. She's double-teamed. She's tied up. She hits the deck, and we've got two officials with the whistle. I think one's got a jump ball. The other's got a foul, and the official out front is going to call a foul on Maddie Ortuno. Each team with four team fouls now. So any more defensive fouls on the in the last 35.9 seconds of the quarter will be free throws. Up top it goes to McGuire. McGuire swings it over to Smith on the left wing. Gretchen Ferraro cuts her off on a drive attempt. Back out to McGuire. Three on the way. She's got it. Brindley McGuire, an eighth grader, a left-handed rainbow, nothing but the bottom of the net, 11-10. Tico Roselia back in front. 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. They get it to Mason. Mason pass down to Caso, goes right around to Rodriguez and lays it in. Ramirez, excuse me. Nice drive to the basket by Audrey Caso. The Sails back up 12-11. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Defensive champ from the Irish student section across the way. A deep three by Smith hits an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds with 1.9 seconds to go. So the Lady Irish down 6-0 early. A chance to, well, looks like they'll go into the first quarter break up by one. The Irish girls have one player on their roster could throw it three-quarter court for a basket, and that's Teresa Holtzinger, who's not here. They'll get inbound to Donnelly, and she'll toss it to the other end of the court. So 8 minutes into this second round Southeast B tournament basketball game, loser out. The Sails up 12-11. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back for the start of the second quarter. The Sales girls were down 6-0 early as Megan Maley, a 5'7 senior, averaging 4 points a game on the season, she made her first four shots of the game, all from baseline jumpers. The Irish were down 6-0 early and now lead 12-11 at the end of the quarter. Mason has 8 of their 11 points. Brindley McGuire, 5'5", 8th grader, hit a 3 just before the end of the first quarter. And then Benavidez just got away with a travel, and then she throws it down low to Mendoza. Mendoza with Maley on her. Maley's back in the ballgame. Caso, Mendoza, Mason, Benavidez, and Ortuno on the floor, and then we got a travel call. Golly. Audrey Caso can't get a break. Number 10 had her right by the arm. Audrey's trying to get away from her, and they called traveling. And Nick Hazeltine said, holds his arm up and grabs it with the other hand with the forearm and says, he's getting held. And there's a pass over. Oh, geez. Pass over to Karn. It went through her hands, but right off the official and right back to her. Then she lost it again and out of bounds. They say off the Sails? How's that? Holy moly. You get to Blanc, to Nomi, back to Blanc. She'll fire it up from three on the left wing and she hits it. That's a tough break for DeSales. They get a travel that coulda, woulda, shoulda been a foul call. The Timberwolves throw it away, but it goes off the official. She drops it again out of bounds, and they say it's off of DeSales. They had nobody there. Then they hit a three. Irish down 14-12. And now Benavidez on the drive. She's fouled, and they say it's on the drive, not on the shot. And that is Blanc's second foul. So Avery Blanc, 8.7 points per game, hit a three a moment ago. Missed shot. They get inside to Benavidez. She gets the shot up, won't go. Rebound Mason. Mason can't hit it. Rebounded again by Mason. Out to Caso. Caso's reaching and fouled finally. They're going to keep reaching until you start calling it. But I like the way the Irish girls are being more aggressive attacking the basket. Benavidez got the ball down low. The Irish do a really good job on their under the basket, entry passes off their inbound plays. Peyton just couldn't finish it. Mason hard with the rebound putback. And now the Irish will get the ball inbounds to Mason on the block on the right side. She puts it up strong, won't go. Rebound in traffic by Nomi. Here come the Timberwolves up 14-12. Blanc drives in, puts a shot up, won't go. Rebound Benavidez. Benavidez with Blanc trying to get it away from her, rips it away from her. That could have been a foul. It would have been her third. Benavidez into front court, now to Mendoza. Mendoza stops the dribble at the right wing, now to Ortuno up top. Pass inside to Casso, puts it up strong and lays it in. Audrey Casso, a contested lane off the player-to-player offense. We're tied at 14, 6.5 minutes to go, first half. Irish cheering section is very vocal. The boys' team doing a great job. Smith, shot won't go. Rebound, Maley chases it down the left corner. They'll double-team her, and she stepped out of bounds. The Sales, I love their effort. Just a few of those unforced turnovers and some poor free throw shooting is the only really things I have to say. We got to get better at it. They're 2-for-6 from the line. A chance to take the lead on this possession. They get a backside cut to Casso, and she's fouled. The player-to-player defense is really executing. They got all the black-shirted Timberwolves up above the foul line, got it to the left elbow, and then a backside cut to the basket by Casso, and a perfect pass. I think it was from Mason, and the foul was on Nomi, her second. Three on the Timberwolves already here in the second quarter, and Casso's free throw is just a little bit short. The Sales just 2 of 7 now from the free throw line. We're tied at 14. Audrey, see if she can find the range on this second one. The 5'7 junior second free throw's up, and it's in. Oh, two players kind of stepped in early, but no call. So the Irish get the lead back at 15-14. Blanc gets it to Nomi. Nomi swings it to Smith. Over to Blanc in the corner. She double-teamed. Back to Smith. The Irish are really aggressive with the defense. Back to Smith. Smith on the drive has it slapped away, but a whistle and a foul called on the drive. And the foul is on Casso, her first. We need to get tied. I don't want to get negative, but we got to call those reach-ins at both ends of the court. Timberwolves will inbound under their own basket down to our left. Irish stuff up the defense inside. They get up top to Smith. She'll fire a three. It won't go. Long rebound in the corner. Chased down by Ellerston, and then off her hands out of bounds. Ortuno was right there hip to hip going after that ball, and Ellerston couldn't control it. A couple of seniors, one of them will be playing in their last game of their career in this loser out contest. Irish with the ball up 15-14. Casso checks out as Lindley Donnelly checks in. And there's a hand check there in backcourt. Donnelly gets into front court, has it knocked away by McGuire, but chasing it down is Ortuno. Cross court pass to Mendoza. Oh, she's left open, didn't take the shot. Now back to Donnelly. Donnelly drives baseline, gets by number 14. That's McGuire. And then she turns and passes it right to Maley. Irish turn it over. 5:23 to go, first half. Irish up 15-14. Right wing to Smith. Thought about a three, won't take it. She'll go dribble right to left. And we got a push off on the drive. And the foul is on Donnelly, her second. We've got a timeout on the floor. 15-14. Lady Irish with the lead. 5:15 to go in the half. Tico Rosario will have the ball when we come back at 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the DeSales girls did a nice job with their effort in all phases. The rebounding's good. The defense is really tenacious. Offense, they've gotten some opportunities against the player-to-player defense, but some, a few unforced turnovers, and I think the foul interpretation needs to get evened up a little bit. And there's a miss from the corner by the Timberwolves, and the rebound goes out of bounds off of Tico Rosalia. So after the timeout, Coach John Jagger's squad's going to come up and out and press the inbound. They get it to Benavides. Now they sag off the pressure, and Mendoza, the freshman, will bring it up court. Maley waiting for her. Pass inside, tipped at the elbow, but caught by Mason. Mason drives down the right side, puts up a tough shot, short off the iron, rebounded by Blank. Blank cut off at the top of the key by Mendoza. Now they swing it out to McGuire, and she hits a three, the 5'5 eighth grader, second three-pointer, the third three-pointer of the game for the Timberwolves, and they lead it 17-15. Mason on the right wing with it outside the arc. Blank on her, down low to Benavides. She's triple-teamed, gets it to Ortuno. Ortuno over to Donnelly, cross-court. She drives in, puts up a little five-footer, shots blocked, chased down by Smith. Timberwolves with the ball and the two-point lead at the 4:11 mark of the first half. Blanc goes in, throws up a wild shot, and it's out of bounds off of Tico Rosalia. Megan Maley, I've said it several times, four straight two-point field goals to start the game, and then since then it's been 3 3-point field goals, one in the first quarter and two in the second quarter. The Irish have points from four different girls. Now full court pressure again. Mendoza throws a full court to Casso behind the defense. Jump stop, and she can't hit the layup, but she's fouled by Blank. And that's three on Avery Blank. Okay, so Tessa Mendoza, not quite the arm strength of Teresa Holzinger, but Tessa threw a nice full court pass, and Aubrey caught it right over her shoulder and then made a nice power jump stop. And as she shot the layup, and Blank ran up behind her and fouled her. So Casso's first free throw is off the mark. Free throw shooting continues to be a challenge. Casso hit one of two her first trip. 4:03 to go in the half. Irish down 17-15. Audrey's second free throw is on the way, and it banks in. It hits the backboard, nothing else. So the Irish now 3 of 10 from the free throw line. The Timberwolves have yet to go to the free throw line. And Rosalia, Tico Rosalia, has committed four team fouls. So the Irish will shoot free throws on all defensive fouls this rest of the half. Irish have committed two team fouls. Irish show some full court pressure. They get into Engelson. Now over to Brindley McGuire, an eighth grader, has hit a couple threes. They get it over to Karin. She fires along when it won't go. We've got a rebound foul. It's going to be on to Sales. And the foul is on Donnelly, and that's three on Lindley Donnelly. And it was a shooting foul as Macy Smith, 5'8 freshman, had secured the rebound, and they ruled that she was going up for a shot. Her first free throw is off the mark. So the first free throw attempts of the game for Tico Rosalia. Donnelly will sit down with the three fouls, and Addison Mason checks back in. Macy Smith, 5'8 freshman. Violet Smith, 5'7 eighth grader. She's the point guard, and there's a missed shot on the second attempt, and it goes out of bounds off Tico Rosalia. Now they'll show full court pressure on the inbound. They get it to Benavides with Eggleston on her, and she goes by her up the sideline. She's fouled and stepped right on the back of the foot of Peyton, but I think she's okay. So that's the fifth foul on the Timberwolves, and that is Ellertson. That's her first. And Peyton Benavides, who's 2 of 3 from the line, will shoot two free throws. 3:48 to go in the half. Irish down two. chance to tie it here from the free throw line. Peyton's first one goes in and out and stays out. It was halfway down, hit the backboard, and stayed out. Peyton, try to get us within one here. Second free throw's up, and good. Nothing but net. 17-16. Irish down one. McGuire checks the defense, gets it over to Smith. Now right wing to Karen. She fires a long three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Benavidez, and she has it knocked away by Karn. Now it was a long ways from that one, but the Irish student section, mostly the DeSales boys players, thought that was a foul. Yeah, they are all willing to shoot it, and they're all willing to hack at you. Smith looks inbound in the far corner over to the right. Pass knocked off two DeSales players, but Karn gets it now to Smith. It hit Mendoza and Caso both in the head. Now a reach-in foul on the Irish. That's Ortuno's second. It's the fourth foul on the Irish. So free throws for both teams on every defensive foul the rest of the first half. Irish down 17-16. 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Left wing to Karn. Down low to Smith. Smith, post move around Benavidez. Kick out to Karn. Three on the way. It's off the mark. Rebound Ellison. Nobody blocked her out. She puts it in. The Irish usually do a pretty good job of blocking out. Not there. And they're down 19-16 now. Benavidez brings it to front court. Ellison shadowing up the sideline. She'll take it all the way to the other end. Put the shot up and it won't go, but she's fouled. So Peyton Benavidez up the left sideline. Ellison was pressing her. She got by her and took it right down the lane and gets fouled by Violet Smith. That's her second. And 3:07 to go in the quarter. And the coach trying to do a timeout with her girls and said, you got to have at least somebody at the free throw line area. So Benavidez will shoot two more free throws. She's 3 of 5 from the line. First one in and out, just like last time. The Sales got to start making the free throws. This will be their 14th opportunity at the line. They've made just 4 of them. Next one is also short. Off the mark, rebound tipped and out of bounds. They say last touch by Tico Rosalia. Official hesitated just a bit, had the hand kind of straight up, and then pointed the Irish's way. And Mendoza will inbound under the basket down to our right in front of the Tico Rosalia cheerleader. She gets it inbound to Ortuno. Ortuno on the drive, cut off, loses the handle, and we got a jump ball called. Maddie kind of lost her footing. She got kneed right in the thigh. And probably I thought they were going to call traveling, but then they tied it up and called the jump ball. Irish down 19-16, 2:56 to go in the half. Smith on the drive. She's tied up by Mendoza. Nice job by Tessa. Violet Smith, just an eighth grader. She's their leading scorer at 10.7 points a game, and she's their point guard. But the Irish have held her without a point. And Mendoza ties her up there on the drive and the possession there in favor of the Irish. Tico Rosalia staying in that player-to-player defense. Right wing pass goes to Mason. Finds Caso inside. Her shot won't go. Rebounded by Karin. A lot of contact on that one as well. I'm glad Lon Olsen's not here. He'd be beside himself. He's not here tonight. Pass down low. Knocked away by Benavidez, and then ripped away from her by Ellertson, and then Ellertson loses it to DeSales, who's trapped on the end on timeout. DeSales, Nick Hazeltine saves the possession. Some wild sequences here. 2:20 to go in the half. DeSales down 19-16. Just one field goal in the second quarter. We'll see if the coach Hazeltine can draw something up. We'll see what happens when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live during the timeout. DeSales girl just one field goal here in the second quarter after making five field goals in the first quarter. Irish Downs 19-16. Just 4 of 14 from the free throw line are the Lady Irish. And Tico Rosalia giving us third and fourth warning. And Coach Widmer, I think, saying, hey, you guys got, or excuse me, the official Zach Widmer saying, hey, you guys got to get out of the timeout a little quicker. They show full court press. Irish get it into Mason, back to Mendoza. Mendoza will bring it up court against Nomi. Gets it across the timeline. Nice job with the ball handling. Right wing pass goes to Casso. Inside to Mason, or Benavides. Backing in, puts it up off the glass. Short, won't go. Gets her own rebound, puts it in. Nice set play. They got it to Benavides on the block. Missed it, got her own rebound, and put it in. 19-18, Irish down one, and we've got a whistle and a foul on Casso. Audrey's second, and that will put Nomi at the free throw line. With 1:55 to go in the half. Tico Rosalia 0 for 2 at the line. First free throw is good. They have shot the ball better from the field, that's for sure. Megan Maley, 4 for 4 to start the game from the field, the 5'7 senior, and they've got 3 3-point field goals. The Irish got to find a way to make more free throws. Second free throw is off the mark, rebounded by Mason. Mason with Maley shadowing her gets it up the court. Maley knocks Mason to the ground. No call. That's more of a just maybe a fall down there. She did keep her hands inside. They get inside to Benavides, and she is hit right in the back as three players were on her. Now, the Rosalia people are saying they had their hand up. The person in front of her had their hand up, but the person that hit her right in the middle of the back didn't. And so that's going to be a foul on Bella Workman, who's into the game for the first time. That's her first. And Peyton Benavides back at the free throw line. Peyton was 2 for 3 in the first quarter, but she's just 1 of 4 from the line here in the second quarter. Irish down 20-18, 1:41 to go in the half. Peyton hits the first one. All right, this one would tie it up. It's been physical throughout the game. Benavidez's second free throw's up, and it's also good. That one's nothing but the bottom of the net. We're tied at 20. Blank will bring it up court. Blank is playing in there with three fouls on, according to my sheet. Nomi, pass out top. Gretchen Ferraro's in the game on to Blank. Now to Maley on the baseline. She shoots it. It's an air ball. She hit a couple from that same spot right out of the shoot in the ball game, and then that one hit the bottom of the net but didn't go through the rim. Out of bounds off of Tico Rosalia. Inbound to Gretchen Ferraro. Nobody on her. She'll bring it up the right sideline. Now they cut off. She'll throw it behind Mason, but Mason will corral it. Now to Ortuno. Ortuno looking inside for Benavides. Nobody open. High pass to Mendoza. She's got it. And right up on her, in her face and on her arms. No call. Man. Benavides to Ferraro. 8 on the shot clock. To Mason. Mason will fire a long jumper. It's an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds with 2 on the shot clock. I guess I'm not an official, but the official standing right there, and the girl in front of Mendoza just kept hitting her. It's hitting her in the elbow and the forearm multiple times. I mean, she can actually grab her, but anyway. Pass on the baseline to Smith. Out to Maley. Up top to Blank. She'll fire the 3 over Mendoza. It's short. Rebound tipped. Out of bounds. Oh, and they... Nick Hazeltine told his girls, let it go, let it go. It was... Okay. Tico Rosalia will inbound with a fresh shirt, 30 seconds with 40.2 in the half, to go in the half. We're tied at 20. Nobody open. Mason slaps it away on the inbound and steals it. Mason coming the other way. Still on the dribble. She is collisioned by 4 out front, and that was a no-brainer. We had 2 officials on that one. So that's Nomi's 3rd foul, and Mason will go to the free throw line. She's a little shook up. They just got to suck it up and keep playing. It's a long way from your heart. And they'll give her a little chance to walk it off. And 35.3 seconds to go in the first half. Mason, who's 0 for 1 and 0 for 2 at the line, I missed that one. 6-7. So they were 2 of 7 in the first quarter. 20-20. Very competitive first half. Mason trying to get the Irish the lead back. Very quiet crowd and Chiefs rip city. Nothing but net on the first one. Irish back in front, 21-20. These loser out games always have heightened intensity to them. Mason, a freshman. Both teams, a lot of young players out there. Mason's second free throw is also good. She hits them both. So the Irish have hit their last four free throws and lead at 22-20. 33 seconds on the halftime game clock. 26 on the shot clock. Smith on the right wing. Ferraro right on her. Drives with the right elbow. Swing it to Nomi. Now to Blanc. Blanc backing in. Back out to Nomi. Nomi's shot won't go. Rebounded. Ball's loose. Smith and Ortuno on the deck. And it's going to be a foul on Ortuno. And that is Ortuno's foul. Her third. Both players diving for the ball. A lot of contact. And that will send Violet Smith to the free throw line. Their leading scorer, 10.7 points per game on the season, has yet to score in this ball game. She misses the first free throw. 16 and a half seconds to go in the first half. DeSales up 22-20. Smith, just an eighth grader. Second free throw's up, and it's good. Irish lead is one at 22-21. Ortuno inbounds to Mendoza. 15 seconds to go in the half. Just don't turn it over. Mendoza palmed the basketball. Irish turnover, 10 seconds to go in the first half. Tessa just kind of a crossover dribble. Nomi was kind of putting some pressure on her. And then, anyway, so now here comes Blanc between the circles. To Smith. Smith to Nomi. Stolen by Mendoza. Mendoza comes the other way. 1 second, and she can't hit it. No foul called. Oh, I got to be quiet. Holy smokes. 22-21. DeSales with the lead at the half. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at the half. The Irish girls lead 22-21. Hey, I've been getting on the officials more than I should. But that last play, Tessa Mendoza stole the ball with 2.3 seconds to go at half court. And she went up for a lay-in with a girl right on her. And it's I'm guessing that the officials decided that the horn had sounded. And I'm obviously biased, but it was certainly a foul. but they let it go. And the Irish got a break. They turned the ball over with 16 seconds to go and then got the ball back. Tessa Mendoza just couldn't beat the clock on the shot attempt, and that must have been what the officials decided. The Sales girls outscored Tico Roselia 12-11 in the first quarter. It was the Timberwolves who scored 8 straight points. Megan Maley, a 5'7 senior who only averages 4 points a game, she hit her first 4 shots, and those seniors will do that in these loser-out ball games. And then they got a 3-point field goal from Brinley Aguilar, a 5'5 eighth grader off the bench. The Irish got baskets from 4 different girls in the first quarter to lead 12-11 after 8 minutes. And then the Irish really struggled from the field in the second quarter. Just 1 field goal, but they got fouled a lot, went to the free throw line. At one time, the Irish were only 4 of 15 from the line, but they hit their last 4 attempts and end up scoring 10 points in the quarter, even though they had just 1 field goal. And the Timberwolves, a couple of 3-point field goals, a 2-point field goal, and a couple of free throws, they scored 10 as well. So the Irish up 21-20 at the half. We'll be back with a look at the brackets and maybe a visit with David Maley. He's from Roselia Thornton, and he's the stat king. He's been the statistical guru of Whitman County basketball for ever since I've known him, and that's been about 40 years. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back at DeSales. Lady Irish up 22-21 at the half against Tico Roselia. Well, my first full year of broadcasting, the 1993-94 basketball season, district tournament up at Friel Court in Pullman, and a guy named David Maley sat down by me and started passing me post-it notes, and we've been together ever since. So I think that's, we've been arguing about that about 33 years.
Yeah.
So David, we've got a Maley on the court, and she made the first 4 baskets of the ball game. You told me she only averaged 4 points a game.
Oh, this is a pretty good game for her so far. But, yeah, just a little segue about my youngest niece. One of the things that helped TR get a 500 record this season in the wheat division was sweeping Colton. The last time a varsity girls basketball team involving Roselia beat Colton in the varsity game, my oldest niece, Mandy, was on the team in the 2003-2004 season. Yeah. So 22 years later, it finally happened.
Colton had quite a dominant program for quite a while. Well, you You know a lot about the wheat division. You know a lot about small school basketball in southeastern Washington in general. So what are you, handicap the boys and girls brackets for it a little bit. What are you thinking? How do you think it's going to play out over the next week or so?
Well, I think Yakima Nation Tribal and Garfield Blues will win their semifinal games tonight. Yakima Nation plays Oaksdale. Liberty Christian plays at Blues. And I think GP and Yakima Nation will win those games. And then tomorrow for the boys' games, Sunnyside Christian plays at Richmond against Liberty Christian. I think LC can win that game.
Yeah.
And then, of course, tomorrow, DeSales playing at Blues to take on Garpel. You know what, Mike? I really think the Irish can win that game. I would not consider it an upset.
Yeah. I think the wheat division girls seem to have the upper hand in general over the grape division girls. And on the boys' side, I think the grape division has the upper hand. Tushy, the number four seed, just a tick away from upsetting Garpal last night.
Yeah, Garpal was behind by 41-35 after three. The Vikings stormed back with a 21-10 fourth quarter to get the win in Palouse last night. And for the audience members, if Mike hasn't mentioned this, teams that win tonight and tomorrow in the semifinals are guaranteed a state tournament berth. The top two teams from Northeast and Southeast leagues will play in championship games, but if you finish first or second in your league, you're guaranteed a state berth, even though you have to play a couple more games.
I did not mention that. I did mention that you are guaranteed a district tournament berth. See, the district tournament's different now. District is basically just for seeding.
Yes, and for both the Northeast and Southeast leagues, teams 3, 4, and 5 get to go to district from each league tournament. And it's for trips to state, those are loser out games when we play in Reardon in a couple weeks. But for the top two from the Northeast and Southeast, they're guaranteed state, but they'll still play championship games regardless.
Fun time of the year, and I hope this won't be our last visit of the postseason. Dave, we're going to let you go. Ready to start the second half. David Maley, the Stack King from Rosalia, Thornton. Thornton's a tiny little community outside of Rosalia. Hey, we've talked our way right through the half. Irish up 22-21, scoring for Rosalia. They got points from 4, 5, 6 different girls. 1 point for Ty Nomi. Violet Smith, their leading scorer, has just 1 point. 2 points for Kayla Ellertson. 3 points for Avery Blank. Their number two scorer has just 1 field goal, a three-pointer. 6 points for Briley McGuire off the bench. She's hit a couple threes. She's just an eighth grader. And 8 points for Megan Maley on the first 4 shots of the game. For DeSales, 2 points for Lindley Donnelly, 11 for Peyton Benavides, 5 for Audrey Casso, and 4 points for Addison Mason. The big stat for the Irish girls, 8 of 19 from the free throw line. They've got to the free throw line a lot. At one time, they were just 4 of 15, but then Benavides and Mason combined to hit 4 in a row and give the Irish the 1 point lead here at the half. And then they get it to Blanc in the corner. She hits a three. Set play off the half, out of the half. They get it to Blanc in the corner. They say it's a two. Her foot was on the line. No, it's a three. Somebody told me it was a two. 24-22, Tico Rosalia. Ortuno with Maley on her, out of right wing to Casso. She'll fire three. It's off the backboard. Nothing else. Ortuno tries to save it and loses it out of bounds. So the Irish, a quick three at their end. So Avery Blank, 8.7 points per game, has hit her second three. She'll run things from the point guard position now as they've taken Violet Smith, the 5'7", 8th grader, off the point. And now there's a reach-in foul on Mendoza out front against Ellerston. Mendoza picks up her second foul. So I'm sure Coach John Jagger and his staff told his girls, we just got to quit fouling these guys and they can't stay with us. The Irish girls have just 7 field goals in the game. Smith on the drive, she puts it in. So the Timberwolves hit the first 2 baskets of the second half and it opened up a 4-point lead. Casso gets into front court with Smith on her. Now Smith between the circles. Right wing pass to Mendoza. They double teaming Benavides down low. Triple teaming her now. Now Mason with it out front. Get it to Ortuno. These two teams aren't familiar with each other. They had the half to figure it out. They get it out to Casa, open for three off the iron, won't go. Long rebound chased down by Maley. So the black-shirted Timberwolves, their adjustment is, hey, Benavidez is their scorer. We'll let the other four players try to beat us. Inside to Smith. Their shot won't go. Rebound Ortuno. Outlet to Benavidez. Irish unofficially 12 first-half turnovers, 10 on Tico Roselia. Now Benavidez drives in. She's tangled up. That's going to be a jump ball call. It'll be the Sales basketball. Down to our left as the Irish now moving right to left in front of the DeSales bench offensively. Mendoza to inbound the ball. Looks to get it inside. Nobody open. Got to get it to Casso. They will in the right corner. Casso drives baseline. She's fouled. So they're really clamping down hard on Mason and Benavidez inside. The foul is on Maley, her second. Mendoza looking to inbound it. Black shirts camped in the key. Pass out top to Casa. Loses it off her hand. Gets it back in front of the Irish cheerleading. Cheerer section. On her is Smith. Casa crossover dribble. Lose the ball. Still with the ball. Gets it to Ortuno. Now Smith's on Ortuno. Smith is all over Ortuno out front. Lob inside to Mason. Behind the defense. She scores it. They had three girls surrounding Benavidez. Mason was open on the right block. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Macy Smith. So, Tico Roselia, three and four players defending in the block, one or two players chasing the rest of the Irish girls around the perimeter. Mason's first free throw is good. Addison's made three in a row after missing her first two. Irish down 26-23. Their first point of the second half. Just kind of pausing to myself saying, what do we got to do offensively to adjust to the swarming defense? We got to hit our free throws, which we are. The Irish hit six in a row after starting the game just 4 of 15. Addison has 6 points. Ortuno's going to check out. Lindley Donnelly checks in. Lindley Donnelly and Maddie Ortuno each with 3 fouls. Casso and Mendoza, 2 fouls each. Now Ellerton to Smith in the right corner to Blank. Blank driving baseline, cut off by Casso. Pass down low to Maley. A little left-hand hook shot blocked by Benavidez. Benavidez is reached in and fouled hard. Man, that was a whiplash shot. And they call it out of bounds off of Roselia, but Peyton's head snapped back on the contact. They get inbound to Mason. In the front court, it goes to Casso. Smith out there chasing. High post pass to Mason. Double teamed. No room to shoot at the foul line. Gets it to Mendoza on the right wing. To Donnelly, swing it to Casso. The high post to Mason. Mason tries to drive, kick it out to Casso, and Casso can't save it from going out of bounds. It's going to be a challenge getting the ball inside against the Timberwolves. 5:12 to go in the third quarter. Irish down 26-24. Maybe the Irish need to just spread everybody outside the three-point line and then drive. Blanc on the drive to the left side. Shot won't go. Rebound. Casso has it knocked away, tries to save it, can't do it. Golly. Nick Hazeltine, our body languages are similar. I'm sitting down, but I'm just lowering my shoulders and shaking my head at the non-calls in some of these situations. Blanc gets it inbound to Smith. Got a whistle to call that one right there. Smith did have Casso posted up, and Casso reaches in and fouls her. That's her third. Tico Roselio will inbound it. With 4:58 to go in the third quarter. The Irish were up 1 at the half. They trail by 2 right now, 26-24. Tico Roselia scored 5 straight points on their first 2 possessions of the second half. Blanc inbounds it to Ellerson. Ellerson passes down low to Smith. That's the older Smith, the post player. Her shot won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Ortuno. Outlet to Donnelly. The younger Smith, the point guard, shadowing Lindley. Lindley working into front court. And there's a reach in and a knock away and then a ball knocked out of bounds by Smith. So Violet Smith has really been aggressive out front defensively, and she is an eighth grader. DeSales, of course, missing Teresa Holtzinger, one of the top players in the grape division, out with an illness for the second game this week. They get it down low to Benavidez off the inbound, and she's fouled, and we'll go to the free throw line. 26-24. DeSales down two. A chance to tie it back up. With two free throws here. The foul is on Ellerston, her second. First free throw's up and off the iron. Peyton's fifth trip to the free throw line. Sixth trip, excuse me. She's 5 of 10 now from the line. Second free throw's up and good. It's 1 of 2. The sales down by one. All three of the Irish's second half points are from the free throw line. 26-25, Tika Roselia with the lead. Irish defense has settled in after giving up points on the first two possessions of the second half. Ellison loses the ball on the sideline across the way, saves it and gets it to Blank. Blank now has picked up her dribble. Mason on her, back to Ellison. Shot clock at 10, swing it to Smith. Smith sees the clock, tries to drive, no room, kick it to Blank. Three on the way for Blank. It's short, off the iron, long rebound, goes out of bounds in the corner. Oh, and the popcorn goes flying. They're going to have to stop the game for a second, or they'll kick the popcorn off the court. Officials will wait for that to happen. Need some game management over there. Coach Wood, the high school boys coach, will get over there with the broom and sweep it up. And the Irish will come the other way with a chance to take the lead. 4 minutes to go, halfway through this third quarter. Mason, the freshman, bringing up the ball. Now to Mendoza, to Donnelly, to Ortuno on the right wing. Ortuno, not a threat to shoot. The defense for Tika Roselia was sagging way off her. Mendoza to Donnelly. She'll catch and shoot a three. Backboard, nothing else. Rebound inside by Blank. Blank will bring it up court. The freshman takes a shot from the foul line area and scores it. She's got 5 in the quarter, 8 for the game, 28-25. Brought it up court. The Irish didn't stop the ball. She took a jumper from the foul line and hit it. Now timeout to Sales. Nick Hazeltine coaching his girls hard. At Lady Irish down 3, but with the basketball. When we come back, 3:28 to go, third quarter on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. 3:28 to go, third quarter. The Sales got girls down 28-25 in this loser out contest. The winner will advance to the Dayton Bulldog Gymnasium next week for the second week of this tournament. Benavides gets the ball at the high post, has it slapped away, ball's on the floor, players on the floor. Mendoza picks up the loose ball, gets it to Mason. Shoots a shot from the just inside the foul line and scores it. Man, pushed right in the back on the shot. No call. 28-27, Irish down 1. Ellerson with it. On the baseline, ball knocked away by Ortuno. Saved by Ortuno. She's double-teamed, and we've got a jump ball call. Nice defense by Maddie Ortuno. And the arrow is in favor of Tika Roselia. So 2:55 to go, third quarter. The Timberwolves will inbound under their own basket. Blank, the ninth grader, to inbound it. Irish playing zone on the inbound. They get it to Maley. Up top to Smith. Three on the way, and she's got it. She was wide open, and Violet Smith becomes the third Tika Roselia player to hit a three-point field goal, and they've opened up a four-point lead at 31-27. They've hit 5 threes in the ball game. Oh, wide open under the basket is Ortuno. She gets it, and she's fouled. Mason at the left elbow turned. Both Donnelly and Ortuno were wide open, and Mason found Ortuno. She'll go to the free throw line. That foul was on Karen, her second. Tika Oaksville has 6 players with either 2 or 3 fouls. Ortuno hits the first free throw. Her first point of the ball game. Irish down 31-28. Maddie's second free throw up off the backboard and in. We'll take it. right off that white score, squared in. The Irish down 31-29. Just one field goal in this third quarter. There's a pass inside to Maley. Stolen by Artuno, and she stops to try to pass it ahead to Mendoza, who was wide open, and she traveled. But Maddie Artuno, nice steal, saw Tessa behind the defense, and just couldn't get the ball to her before she traveled. Boy, that would have been a nice way to maybe tie it up. The Sales girls hanging in here. Blanc's got it, and she'll fire a long three. It's an air ball. Wow. Avery Blanc, the 5'7 freshman out by the libero line, just launched it. So a nice break there for the Irish. Mendoza throws it near half court to Ortuno. She'll get it across the timeline. Blanc checks her, gets it to Mendoza between the circles. The Irish can tie it up on this possession. Pass to Mendoza. Benavidez out top. She drives down. She hits the deck, loses the ball out of bounds. Peyton trying to do a little too much there. She is triple teamed everywhere she goes. And she tried to go right through three players, lost her balance, and lost it out of bounds. But I like the idea of spreading the floor and making all those players come out to guard Peyton, and then we got players got to cut in for lay-ins. They get to Maley in the right corner. Up top to Nomi, who's in the ball game. Swing it over to Blanc. Blanc back to Nomi. Over in the right corner to Mason. Maley, excuse me. Up top to Blanc. Donnelly on here. Blanc on the drive. Puts up a tough shot. Won't go. And a whistle and a foul call. A late whistle. Blank will go to the free throw line. The foul is on Ortuno. That's four on Maddie Ortuno, and that'll send Blank to the free throw line. She's got 8 points. She did a nice job on that drive and created the contact. 1:45 to go in the third quarter. Blank's first free throw is good. She's got 9 points in the ball game. She didn't score in the first quarter. 8.7 points per game on the season. She actually didn't start. They said she wasn't feeling well. She misses the second free throw. Rebound tip controlled by Mason. Irish down 32-29. 1:40 to go. And then Mason double dribbles as she comes across the timeline. Irish turn it over. She went to do the crossover dribble and it kind of got caught on her leg. Violet Smith inbounds to Blank, back to Smith. Right corner pass goes to Bella Workman, who's checked in. Down low to Smith, the other Smith, the post player Smith, to Workman. Up top to Nomi. Swing it over to Blank. Blank's a driver and a shooter and a three-point shooter. She drives to the basket, won't go. Artuno with the rebound, and she's tied up. You got to move the ball around when you get it down low. The possession arrow is in favor of the Irish. 1:21 to go. Very competitive ball game here in the third quarter. Irish down three with the ball. Loser out contest. Winner will play next Wednesday in Dayton. Donnelly pass inside for Benavidez, knocked away. It was a nice pass into a double team. Peyton had her hands on it and they knocked it away. Benavidez with 11 first half points. She's got one here in the second half. She is really the focus of on the defense. They get it to Mason. Mason shoots it way too strong and off the mark. Everybody went but Benavidez, but Mason couldn't finish. There's an air ball the other way, rebounded by Mason. Mason gets a little push there, and it gets it to Donnelly. Now up court to Mendoza. Ball now down on the block to Ortuno. Ortuno is quadruple teamed and has it knocked away. Now Smith up court with it. Inside a minute to go, third quarter. Swing it to Blanc. Blanc takes a 16-footer straight away. She's got it. She has gotten hot in this quarter. She's got 8 in the quarter, and the Timberwolves equal their biggest lead of the game at 34-29. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Pass right wing to Donnelly. Behind her and out of bounds. The Sales is looking a little scattered, a lot scattered, as Mason is bringing the ball up the court, just threw it behind Lindley. Lindley wasn't ready for it. Maybe should have been. Irish turn it over. Yeah. And now the Irish get a break as Nomi throws it away in the left corner. The effort is really good for both these teams, but as I mentioned the first half, this is a loser out game in the second round of the tournament. And it's a reason they're in it. And taking care of the ball is a big part of it. Donnelly up top to Mendoza. Back to Donnelly. Open for three. She'll take it, and it's short. Rebound Nomi. Nomi to Blanc. 3 seconds to go. They get ahead of the defense of Smith, who missed the lay-in at the buzzer. Ooh, DeSales got a break there. Two Timberwolves were behind everybody, and Smith missed the lay-in at the buzzer with Irish down 34-29. 8 minutes left in the season for one of these teams. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. The final 8 minutes of the season for one of these two teams, barring overtime. Antico Rosalia outscored the Irish 13-7 in the third quarter. They'll start the fourth quarter with the basketball and a 5-point lead. The Sales led by one at the half, 22-21. McGuire with it. Pass left corner to Smith. Or that's Ellison. The long shot won't go. Long rebound to Blanc, who finds Smith wide open for the lay-in. The Sales, they ended the half, the third quarter, looking tired and skittish, and they start that possession there. Everybody flat-footed, and the rebound just, Blanc just said, I'll take it. And then they left Smith wide open underneath. Ortuno down low with the ball. Kick in the corner to Donnelly. Right on her is Karen. Donnelly drives baseline, finds Mendoza. Mendoza shoots a 5-footer, goes 3. The Sales girls down by 7. Got to find a way to weather this storm. In the corner to Ellison. 3 on the way. She's got it. Tico Rosalia smelling blood in the water right now. The fourth different player to be make a 3-pointer. They've made 5 now in the ballgame. They lead it by 9. The Sales just 1 field goal in the second half. High post pass to Mason. Get to Mendoza. Mendoza to Donnelly. Down low to Benavides. Benavides falls to the floor, loses the ball. The Sales girls just really struggling. Peyton had a, she turned on the post and just fell. And now with the ball is McGuire. Now to Blanc. Over to McGuire for 3 off the iron and over the back of the backboard. They hit 3 threes in the first half. They've hit 2 more. Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3s in the second half. The Sales girls have not made a 3-point field goal. In fact, they've made just 1 field goal this whole second half. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for the game. The Irish trying to stay close at the free throw line, but it's getting stretched out now. Now, Caso has it knocked away by Blanc, and it went off of Caso and out of bounds, but the Irish get the ball. So, the Irish got a break there. I've been on the officials quite a bit, but the Irish have gone to the free throw line 25 times, and they got a break there. They get down low to Benavides, goes up strong on Edelson. Shot won't go. Rebound by Benavides, and she's fouled, and they say not on the shot. And the foul is on Smith, her second. No, that's actually on Ellertson, her third. A lot of players with 3 fouls. Maddie Ortuno has 4 for DeSales. She's on the bench. Donnelly, Caso, Benavides, and Mason. They lob it into Mason. She gets it, puts it up strong. It's off the mark, but she's fouled. So Benavides was right in front of the basket, and all the black shirts were on her. And so Mason came in about 2 feet above her, got the nice high pass from Caso, and now will shoot 2 free throws. Foul is on Macy Smith, her second. And Addison's first free throw's off the mark. 38-29, Tico Rosalia. 6:10 to go in the ballgame. Mason's second free throw is also off the mark. Rebound tip controlled by the Nighthawks. That's Blanc with it. The ninth grader has 11 points. She leads Tico Rosalia. She's cut off by Benavides. Gets it to Ellertson. Her shot won't go. Rebound battle. Ball goes out of bounds. They say last touch by DeSales. Blanc will inbound. Timberwolves line up four players. Foul line extended. Get it to Smith. Smith drives to the right elbow. Kick out to McGuire. Three on the way. Off the iron won't go. Rebound tipped. Ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Smith. Smith's shot is blocked by Benavides. And then loose ball picked up by Donnelly. And she is fouled by McGuire. They are a very physical team. Third foul on Tico Rosalia of the quarter. The Irishman could have committed a foul in the quarter. Megan Maley, the 5'7 senior, checked in. Those first four field goals of the game were by her. She had 8 points in that first quarter and hasn't scored since. Mendoza gets it inbound to Casso. Casso with Blanc on her. Dribbling left to right. Gets it across the timeline. Now Smith meets her. Reverses her dribble. And Coach Hazeltine calls the timeout. The Sales girls have not scored here in the fourth quarter, 2.5 minutes in. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com. Located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Tico Rosalia's girls definitely have the pep in their step. The Lady Irish do not. They're going to have to find a way to regroup here. Find some magic here in the last 5.5 minutes. They swing it to Casso on the right wing off the inbound. It goes off her hand. The Timberwolves got it. The other way comes McGuire. Her lane attempt is off the mark. Smith with the rebound. She's fouled from behind on the putback. Coach Hazeltine drew up a play, tried to get Casso open on the wing. And the foul is on Mason, her second. And that will send Violet Smith to the free throw line where she's one of two. She's got 5 points. She's her leading scorer on the regular season at 10.7. She misses the first one. The one area where the Irish have had the advantage is at the free throw line. They've had to work at it, 13 out of 25. The Timberwolves are 3 out of 10. Second one is off the mark. Rebound Donnelly. Donnelly up court to Mendoza, not ready for the pass and lose it out of bounds. The Sales girls can't get a shot up here in the fourth quarter. They have 12 first half turnovers. Blanc gets it into front court. Picks up her dribble up top to McGuire. Pass inside to Maley. Lose the handle, gets it back, puts the shot up off the bottom of the backboard. Rebound Benavides. Benavides should not give up her dribble. She does, and then she throws it out of bounds. Casso was under the basket. She was guarded, and the pass was way too high for anybody. The Sales girls really, really missing Teresa Holtzinger, the Irish point guard who distributes the ball and is also our leading scorer. Home ill for the second both games this week in the tournament. Down low to Maley. Maley's shot won't go. Rebound putback is good by Bella Workman, a 5'6 freshman. Everybody's starting to get involved for Tico Rosalia. They've opened an 11-point lead. Their fans have come down here from Tico Rosalia chanting defense. Mason passes to Koss on the left wing. Pass inside for Benavidez. Ball's on the floor. Ball's loose. Picked up by Tico Rosario. Got to work the bounce pass sometimes. 4:15 to go in the ballgame. Irish now down 11. Tico Rosalia in control in this loser-out contest right now. On the baseline, it goes to Smith. Up top to McGuire. McGuire with 10 on the shot clock, dribbling to her left, gets it to Blanc. Blanc gets it down low to McGuire. She takes a shot. It won't go. Boy, Irish got away with a foul call there as Benavidez blocked the shot. Now Benavidez will go strong the other way, way too strong. Two players out of bounds. Rebounded by Mason. She can't hit the putback. I'll tell you what, it's a little out of control there. Benavidez just hacking at the Roselia player at their end and just no foul called. And then the other way, two players end up in the mats, no foul call. Then a foul call on the rebound putback by Mason. Silent crowd. Mason's first free throws off the mark. Irish 0 for 3 in the quarter from the line. Have not scored in the quarter. Just one field goal in the second half for DeSales. They were outscored 13-7 in the third quarter. They're being outscored 7-0 here so far in the fourth quarter. Mason's second free throw is good. 40-30. Irish down 10. Irish student section like that. Somebody from Roselia said, whoa, while Mason was shooting the free throw. And then she made it. Small school, high school sports. A lot of fun in the stands, but it's a little rough for the Irish girls right now. Benavidez blocks Maley's shot. She's got it. She's coming the other way. Smith trying to cut her off. She will. And Benavidez in the corner still with the dribble, still with it, gets it to Donnelly. Donnelly up top with it. The Irish set up the offense. Look inside for Benavidez. She gets it inside and lays it in. Benavidez gets the first field goal of the fourth quarter. Irish down 8. 3 minutes to go. Nick Hazeltine takes a timeout. Peyton Benavidez has just got the fire back. She's got the fire in her eyes. There's been a lot of frustration by the team. And Coach Hazeltine, I think, realizes this is our last chance to take the momentum. They need to stop here. We'll take a break. Right back. The sales down 40-32 on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Looks like the Irish are going to try to trap as the Tico Roselli brings it in across the timeline, and Mendoza knocks it out of bounds away from McGuire. Gretchen Ferraro, who was ill and did not play Wednesday, she's suited up, but she's played very little, and she'll come in right now and play some defense. And she'll come in for Donnelly. Irish in their 2-3 zone. Blanc with the ball. 15 on the shot clock. Left wing to McGuire. McGuire drives in, puts a shot up over Benavidez and hits it. Riley McGuire, an eighth grader, has 8 points. Irish down 10. 2:39 to go. Mendoza swings it to Gretchen Ferraro to high post to Mason. Mason goes up with a shot, won't go. Rebound out of bounds. They say last touch by Tico Roselia. 17 on the shot clock. 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Mason and Benavidez are stacked up inside. One on the block, one in the middle. They lob it to Mason. Ball knocked away and stolen by McGuire. The Tico Roselia defense in the second half has been suffocating against the Irish. It took them a half to figure out what the Irish are trying to do. There's a pass inside to Maley, and she's fouled on the shot by Benavidez. Is several block shots inside, but she is just hacking away. And she got away with a foul earlier. She didn't get away with that one. That's Peyton's first foul of the ball game. And Megan Maley scored the first 8 points of this game, and she'll try to close it out here. She banks in the first free throw. 43-32, Irish down 11. Ferraro and Ortuno check out. Casso and Donnelly check in. Casso, Donnelly, Mendoza, Mason, and Benavidez on the court. Second free throw is off the mark, rebounded by Casso. She's double-teamed, gets it out to Benavidez. Benavidez will race the other way. Blanc tries to stop her, and that's a block foul on Blanc. That's the fourth on Blanc. She had her feet set, but she didn't get in front of her. So that will be two free throws for Benavidez. Coach Hazeltine trying to talk to his players real quick before they have to line up at the line. And he's got to send at least two over there. Benavidez will shoot. Now, if I was a Roselia coach, I'd say, what's going on here? We tried to have a little huddle up during the free throw, and you told us we had to have two players lined up. Yep, Benavidez hits the first free throw. Dyers down 10, 2:11 to go. Payton scored three in a row. She's got 15 points to lead the Lady Irish. Second free throw's up and also good. It's been an uneven game for the officials for sure. Benavidez hits both the free throws. Irish down by nine, which is really four possessions as the Irish have not hit a three-pointer all game long. Smith gets it down low to Maley. Out top to McGuire to Smith. Right corner three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Long rebound tip controlled by Blanc. Blanc will shoot a 15-footer and hit it. DeSales has not been rebounding very well here in the second half. They've been a step behind after the loose balls. Irish shot down 45-34 now. Casas, they've got to shoot a three. And they pass it inside to Benavidez. She has it knocked away. 1:32 to go. Irish down 11. It's going to be a tough situation now. They've got to get three-point plays the hard way or shoot the threes. They get it to Mason in the corner to Benavidez. Three on the way. It's too long. Air ball. Rebound McGuire, and that'll about do it. 1:20 to go in the ball game. Nick Hazeltine's girls got to come up and foul, and Mendoza steals it away from Blanc at half court. And then she throws it away right back to Smith. And now down underneath to Ellison, and she's fouled near the basket by Benavidez. Well, Mendoza, the freshman, got the steal at half court and then immediately lost it right back to the Timberwolves. A breakaway lay-in there would have made it a little bit interesting. 1:08 to go. Ellison at the free throw line to shoot two. And the first one is good. Ellison, the 5'7 senior, one of two seniors on the roster, has 6 points now. Second free throw is off the mark. And she's going to get another one, as Casa was in the lane too soon. 46-34. Timberwolves up by 12. Ellerson. Second free throw off the mark again, and the rebound controlled by the Irish. Casa's got it. She'll bring it to the half court line. Irish got to get something up quick, which they haven't been to do. The Tico Roselia defense has really shut the Irish down. And there's a steal by Blanc. Blanc knocked it away on the pass. And then Mendoza fouls her. That's a good foul. It's really too late, but you still got to play it out. You never know. And that's the fourth foul on the Irish. Stops the clock with 50.5 seconds to go in the ball game. And so, is it the fourth team foul or the fifth team foul? So it is the fifth team foul. That's good. Mendoza's third, and that will put Blanc at the free throw line, and just got to hope that Avery Blanc, the 5'7 freshman, misses him. She hit her first one. 47-34, Tico Roselia. Blanc did not start. She's an 8.7 point per game scorer. She was a little ill, they felt. Wanted to see how she felt. She misses the second one, rebounded by Ortuno. Tico Roselia pressuring the ball. They get to Mason. Get it out to Mendoza. They got to shoot the ball quick. They throw it for Benavidez off her hands. Mason's got to kick out to Casso. The sales girls just, they're working, but they're not understanding the situation. Ortuno will fire the three. It's off the iron. Follows her shot. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. It won't go. Rebound, Tico Roselia. And the Timberwolves come from down one at the half and really put the brakes on the Irish offense in the second half. There's a steal by Mendoza at half court. Casa will bring it into front court, get it to Ortuno. Ortuno will go baseline, take a tough shot, won't go, and she's fouled with 5 seconds to go. And Maddie Ortuno, the senior, playing her last game for DeSales, will get a chance to score some points at the free throw line. So the Irish able to put up just 12 points so far in the second half. Maddie's first free throw is wide left. So the Irish girls will end their season going 0-2 in the league tournament, certainly missing Teresa Holtzinger, their all-league point guard. And Ortuno misses both. And Tico Rosalia will run out the clock. And the Tico Rosalia Timberwolves will live to play another day as they beat the Sales girls 47-34. We'll be back for the totals on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live to wrap things up here for the season for the Irish girls. The Sales boys in the winner's bracket tomorrow. They'll travel to Garfield Palouse. We'll talk about that before we go off the air. But the Sales girls, it was an uphill battle. Teresa Holtzinger, the 5'4" sophomore point guard, leading scorer on the team and just a real solid player, has been ill all week, missed the game at Oaksdale, tried to come to practice, school and practice yesterday, just didn't work out, and the Irish certainly missed her offensively. Execution on offense was a struggle, but DeSales did a good job of hanging in there with their offense in the first half, and they got to the free throw line 19 times in the first half. So the game plan in that regard was working. They were being aggressive, going to the basket and drawing a lot of fouls. It was very, very physical all game long by both teams, especially Tico Rosalia. But then in the second quarter, the Irish scored 10 points, and so did Tico Rosalia, and the Irish led 22-21 after the first half. But these two teams haven't played each other in a long time. The Rosalia coaching staff able to get in there at halftime and figure out, hey, we've got to stop Peyton Benavidez. She has 11 of their 22 points, and we've got to make the other Irish players beat us. And they just really, really clamped down defensively on the Irish. DeSales just 2 second-half field goals. The Irish outscored 13-7 in the third quarter. Tico Rosalia came out and hit a 3 and a 2 right out of the chute in the second half to get the lead back at 26-22 and never looked back after that, as then they outscored the Irish 13-5 in the fourth quarter. So the Sales outscored 26-12 in the second half after leading by 1 at the half. The Sales girls end their season with an 11-11 record. Tico Rosalia gets to 10-11, and they will play next Wednesday in Dayton against the winner of the Sunnyside Christian Pomeroy game being played tonight. We're going to take one more quick break. I'll have the individuals' totals added up, and we'll share those with you and wrap things up. here from DeSales on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the sales to wrap things up. Tika Rosalia under head coach John Jagger and his staff really worked hard on the bench area. And so does the Irish staff as well. But the halftime adjustments with the Tika Rosalia different defense was a big difference in this ball game as they held the sales at just two field goals in the second half. Let's look at individual totals. First for Tika Rosalia and their winning total of 47 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 girls got in the ball game. 8 of them scored points. 2 for Bella Workman. 2 for Macy Smith. 1 for Ty Nomi. 5 for Violet Smith. The Irish held her down some to their leading score, 10.7 points per game. They held her to 6 points. I was off one there with her. So I'm off a point somewhere else, too. That's okay. 8 points for Riley McGuire, the eighth grader, hit 2 first half. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3. And then Megan Maley, who scored the first 8 points of the game, one of 2 seniors on their roster. And she hit the first 4 times she touched the ball, it went in. All from the baseline from about 15 feet away. She came into the game just averaging 4 points on the season. And so the senior got their girls off to a good start offensively. And then one player in double figures, Avery Blank, the 5'7 freshman who did not start. She wasn't feeling that good. I don't know, maybe got car sick on the way down here, but she settled in, got in the ball game. He had hit 1 3-point field goal in the first half, and then she had 8 points in the third quarter and 3 more in the fourth quarter to lead the Tika Rosalia girls in scoring with 14 points. Tika Rosalia, 6 of 14 from the free throw line. They hit 6 3-point field goals and 10 2-point field goals. So 16 total field goals for Tika Rosalia. Good balanced effort for them offensively. For Nick Hazeltine's girls, it was just a huge struggle offensively in this tournament. They lost 56-18 at Oaksdale on Wednesday, and they improved the offense up to 34 points, but only 12 of those in the second half. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 girls got in the ball game for DeSales. 5 of them score points. 2 for Lindley Donnelly. 2 for Maddie Ortuno, playing in her final game as a DeSales Irish player. 5 points for Audrey Casso and 9 points for Addison Mason on 1 field goal and 5 free throws. And then Peyton Benavides really played hard. I think she tried to take on maybe a little too much offensively, just kind of wore herself out. Peyton Benavides scores in every quarter for the Lady Irish. The 5'8 junior ends up with 16 points. She had 4 of the 7 DeSales field goals. The Irish made just 7 field goals the whole ball game, 4 of them by Peyton, and she got banged around a lot. She was 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for 8, 7 for 9, 7 for 10, 7 for 11, 7 for 12 at the free throw line for Peyton, which is over 50%. So 16 points, lead all scorers, 7 of 12 from the free throw. DeSales as a team went to the free throw line 31 times. They had their chances certainly at the line. They hit 16 of 31 unofficially from the free throw line. And that field goal, just overall disparity. Tico Roselia made 6, Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3s, and 10 two-point field goals. 16 total field goals for Tico Roselia, just 7 field goals in the game for DeSales. The Irish committed 17 fouls, Tico Roselia 20 fouls. So bottom line, Tico Roselia goes to 10 and 11. We'll play in Dayton, Washington on Wednesday at 6 o'clock versus the loser of the Liberty Christian Garpal game in the winner's bracket. The Sales girls' season is over at 11 and 11. So we'll switch it over to just boys basketball the rest of the way, and we hope it's a run all the way into March. The Sales won their league tournament opening game last night here at DeSales, beating Pomeroy 7-7-46. The Irish tied for the league title in the grape division, but took the number 2 seed into the bracket. So they will travel tomorrow up to the Palouse. A 4 o'clock tip-off. They moved the game time up for the travel situation. So DeSales boys at Garfield Palouse at 4 p.m. tomorrow in a winner's bracket semifinal. If you listen to the halftime interview with David Maley, the stat king from Whitman County, he pointed out that if you win your first 2 games in this tournament, you are guaranteed a slot in state regionals. So the Irish boys playing for a state regional berth and a chance to play for the league championship on the road against Garpal, the number 1 seed from the wheat division. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this broadcast. I'd like to thank you for listening along the way. Please patronize all of our great sponsors, because that's the best way to thank them, because without them, we can't put these broadcasts on the air. And a great job back at the studio by Gabe. With that, until tomorrow from Garfield Blues, 4 p.m. tip-off, this is Mike Spees saying God bless, and we'll send you back to the studios of 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.